Today is April 12, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Motorship rams steamer on way out. The Norwegian steamer Helene, after clearing from the Bishop Dolphins Thursday afternoon, bound for Vancouver, BC, collided with the William Donovan motorship in the harbor after she had come up behind the ladder and passed it. She proceeded to Vancouver after the accident, but the Donovan returned to Blagan's dock from where she cleared yesterday afternoon. According to Ivar Vollmond, who was piloting the Helene, he passed the motorship on the left after receiving a response to a signal from the other boat and had succeeded in passing when he was overtaken and in maneuvering to avoid an accident. The stern of the Helene was rammed. The damage was slight, as both vessels were able to proceed shortly after the accident. In other news, Albert Swanson, choker, is killed. Albert Swanson, who was struck by a choker at the Greenwood logging camp yesterday afternoon, died early this morning at Aberdeen General Hospital. Swanson's head was crushed by the accident. According to Martin Larson of the Aberdeen Ambulance Company, who brought the logger to Aberdeen, Swanson came here from Seattle a week ago. None of the men at the camp knew anything about him. He appears to be about 35 years old. The body was taken to Elderling Morgue. In other news, body of man in river, mud bottle of booze found. Buried in the tide mud, the body of a man was found today in the Wishkaw River near the American Mill by employees of the mill. It has not been identified, but it is expected that the name can be determined tomorrow through a receipt of deposits at State Bank, which was found in his clothing. County Coroner Lawrence Hopkinson said tonight that the teller who handles savings deposits was not at the bank this afternoon. When the mill worker attempted to pull the body out of the mud by its feet, a bottle of moonshine dropped from an inner pocket. Efforts to rescue the body were futile when the tide came in and loosened the mud. The body was taken to the Whiteside Mortuary. The man was about 6 feet tall and weighed about 165 pounds. He wore a blue serge suit and overalls and jumper. He had a trace of a brown mustache, and except for the bank receipts, no papers were found in the clothing. The body was badly decomposed, evidently having been in the water for some months. And finally, tagged Otto as joke. One of our burn ladies had the very distressing experience of having her car tagged for parking over the time limit while in Aberdeen last Monday night. Accompanied by her husband and two friends, she went to the police department, and after the usual pleas of first offense and ignorance of the ordinance, succeeded in having the charge dismissed. This item probably will convey to her the first time the knowledge that she was the victim of a practical joke on the part of her husband and friends. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 12, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we've made during our winter closure with the launching of three new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first three decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. The museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.